Welcome back, everybody. This is Gameplay. I'm your host, Matthew Kaz. I don't know if we have the audio of it yet, but I'm seeing on the old interweb, Bruce Arians is speaking with the media, and there was something about Bruce Arians said that Antonio Brown was upset with the lack of targets, and that's what could have led to Antonio Brown just saying, I'm out of here, and throwing all his equipment off. And the funny thing is Antonio Brown has accused the coach of doing the thing, the stereotypical evil NFL coach thing, where the player says, I'm too hurt. And the coach says, you get out there and play. And the player says, I can't. And then the coach says, you're done. You're out. You'll never play here again. So that's that storyline, if you want to believe Antonio Brown. And then the coach is doing the other stereotype. Well, it's a diva wideout. When they don't get their targets, they get angry. So it's another battle of he said, he said. And again, as I've mentioned before, the problem here is that while the message that Antonio Brown is trying to explain and get out there makes sense, has been done before, and is something we could see, the messenger is very, very problematic. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Have you seen anything there, Conrad, about Bruce Arians? Because I know he was addressing the media today.
I'm scouring the web, and I will try and find that piece of sound for you.
Yeah. It's okay. But anyway, as for now, we're doing an NFL segment involving coaches. I'll let you take it away there, producer Conrad.
Okay, Matthew, Black Monday is just a few short days away, 4 to be exact, on Monday, January 10th. Typically speaking, this is when teams will clean house with their GMs and head coaches. For today's exercise, we'll keep it just the head coaches, and I'll throw a name out, and you can tell me what their fate's going to be. You good?
All right, I'm all set.
All right, we'll start with an easy one here for you. We'll go with Matt Nagy and the Chicago Bears.
He will be an offensive coordinator in the SEC. Some team is going to, I don't think he's going to be a coach. He gone from the Chicago Bears. I don't know what's going on at Alabama or LSU, Auburn. But one of these teams is going to offer him a lot of money, a rent-free place. And they're in a small town in the South, so he has all the power he wants. Matt Nagy is going to have to go on a bit of a reclamation tour, so he's going to start down in the NCAA.
Oh, gotta love the rent-free house there for a couple of years. Killing costs for you. Just taking them away and putting it right back in your pocket. Gotta love that. In the NFC North. What about Mike Zimmer?
Ooh, he sounded really defeated when he was asked about his quarterback. Mannion, that's it. He looks like a Mannion. This is big, tall fella. Like Mannion, it's a good name. Zimmer, it kind of feels like his time is running out. By the way, I want to put together a list of all the coaches that have been hired and fired in the NFC North since the moment Aaron Rodgers took over as the starter. I want that list. It won't be as big as the AFC East one with Tom Brady, but it'll still be pretty big. But I think Zimmer, I think he's done. That one feels like it's played out.
Yeah, he's one of those old school coaches, and while there's still a fit for it in the NFL, it's kind of slowly moving out the door. You're trying to get more of these player coaches, younger mindsets in there. So we'll move on. We'll stick in the NFC. We'll go with Matt Rhule of the Carolina Panthers.
Rhule gets another year. He's been there for 2 years. He had a good first season, a bit of a regression here. The problem with Carolina, in fact, like you can go with a lot of these teams. The problem is quarterback. They gave up a lot of draft capital. They picked up the final year of Sam Darnold's contract. It didn't work out. Cam Newton didn't work out. I think they had a guy named PJ Walker, but I'm already forgetting.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I got that right. But when you look at all these places, like there are so many of them, you got questions at quarterback. And I mean, Kirk Cousins, much better for your fantasy team than real life. But no, Matt Rhule gets another year with the Carolina Panthers.
All right, we'll go over to a team near and dear to your heart, the New York Giants, and Joe Judge, who I believe was actually given a vote of confidence by ownership. But if you were running the team, what would you be doing?
Oh, I'd fire his ass. But if I was running the team, I would fire me. I would look in the mirror and say, I'm fired. Like all the GMs and the coaches and the horribleness, I would fire my, I would take the katana blade and I'd drive it through my chest.
Ooh.
All right, that's a little more violent than it needed to be for imagery, but that's me when I'm thinking about the Giants. I think Joe Judge stays. That's what all the messaging had been. And the Maras, they do prefer stability than whatever the hell this is. Gettleman is, I think it's just, all right, Gettleman gone, maybe another GM, but... You know, now that GM's coming in with the coach already there, it's all a disaster. Joe Judge will be fired in October of next year.
Yeah, Joe Judge, since being hired by the Giants, points per game, rank 32nd. Yards per game, just under 300, rank 32nd. Yards per play, just under 5, and that's also 32nd. And the red zone efficiency is also 32nd. So... not pleasant, but Joe Judge, former Patriots special teams assistant, that's my guy. I can't hate on him too much. How about we'll go over to the AFC side of things, Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos.
The Broncos, the fact that they are still, like, I know they're not alive, but the fact that they stuck around for as long as they did, like, Vic Fangio just doesn't feel like, I don't know. He doesn't feel like he still belongs. Just the offense is so constipated and just so conservative. But part of that is also the fact that, you know, again, bad quarterback play. But he's been in the league 7-9, 5-11. He'll finish out with another losing season. Now, okay, Vic Fangio survives. I think he survives. He gets one more year. Because it's not like he's had much to work with on offense.
All right, man. That's perfect timing just as it ends. If I can throw one more out at you. This one's a little bit on the fence. How about Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks?
Pete's back. He's under contract for several more years at a whole lot of money. Pete Carroll, he's under contract. He's got two more years. And his deal is $51 million total. So he's under contract through the 2025 season. So I don't see him going anywhere. But the interesting thing there is I don't know if that team, you know, what's going to happen more with Russell Wilson. And if Russell Wilson, if they decide, okay, it's time to trade, that there's no longer going to work there, if they try to trade him, does Pete Carroll want to be in a rebuild? Like, Seattle's one of those teams where the variance with them, it feels like it's all over the place, you know?
Absolutely. And they, if they're going for the rebuild, it doesn't help that a couple of their first-round draft picks are with the New York Jets for that Jamal Adams trade, which has not worked out well for the Seahawks at all. But first losing season for Pete, you think he's back next year?
Yeah, I think he's back next year. Like, there's just some teams where you kind of know what's going to happen. Like, take a team like the Chicago Bears. We know what's going to happen. Matt Nagy's going to get fired. They're going to try to find a coach and a coaching staff that's going to be able to develop Justin Fields. Like, that's their off season. Like, they're a horrible team, but you kind of know the direction they're going in. The Seattle Seahawks, you wouldn't be surprised if it's, nope, we're bringing everyone back. We're going to run it back and ignore 2021, or it's time to blow it all up. So if you're a Seahawks fan, you have no idea what the next 6 months are going to be.
Well, thanks for keeping us entertained. Entertained. That's a causism. Entertained.
Okay.
During that segment.
How do you think I feel on this one? Someone makes a mistake, and it's always, I pulled a cause. How do you think cause feels? You know what? It's rightfully deserved by me. If I made fewer mistakes, then there wouldn't be any of that.